As I sit here writing, I'm surrounded by grief pamphlets, newsletters, and books. All of these are meant to be helpful as my family approaches the third anniversary of my oldest son's death due to suicide. We don't know why, or what he was struggling with, or how we could have helped, but I have learned a few things. First, depression and grief are similar and wear many masks. Sometimes it looks like laying in bed crying for days. Sometimes it means looking at old pictures and smiling at a memory. A lot of the time, it is acting happy when you feel like dying inside. Thankfully, I've also learned to press on. Even tiny steps forward feel colossal, but are so important. A friend recently pointed out that when you rearrange the letters in depression, it spells I pressed on. And so we do. Finally, I learned that loving someone means showing and saying it to people in many different ways. Did you know over 16 million adults struggle with major depressive disorder? All kinds of people you know, including me. So take care of your mental health. Stop the stigma. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Visit afsp.org. or text the word TALK to 741-741 if you are in crisis. You're worth it, just like Nicholas. I'm Waku Zeal, and that's my perspective.